Glory, glory, glory. God is good. God is good. All the time. We do not own any rights to this music. We are using it solely for worship today. Glory. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No weapon. The enemy will try. It shall not prosper. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, God. Yes, God. You are worthy. You shall not lie. He will come through. Glory to God. God will do what he said he will do. If you need to count on anyone, it's going to be God. Glory, glory, glory. That is Fred Hammond. No Weapon. The great, the legend. Fred Hammond, No Weapon. Many of us, I would assume almost all of us, have heard of that song. It is so wonderful to see you all. I would just want to say, you know, good day to everyone. We are here. Welcome to the Living Word Sunday Morning Change Experience. If you didn't know, we are available on 5 different campuses. That is Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, WPB Media Networks, as well as Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So we have added some additions to where we are available, and there is no excuse to not check us out at some point in time. That's actually 7 campuses now. So I said 5, that was before. So now we are on 7 campuses. My name is Justin Brown, if you didn't know. Campus minister here at Living Word Ministries in the beautiful city of Baltimore, Maryland. I want to say good day to everyone. Good day to our founding pastor, my father, Apostle David Brown. Good day to Lady Dawn. Good day to my co-laborer in ministry, my big sister, that is Sierra Brown. Also, good day to Living Word's first assistant pastor, that is Pastor Clayton Rory Jr. Good day to April J., the head of the production team at WPB Media Networks. They are the editors of our videos to come out so cohesive, wonderful, and all this can be viewed, the platform on WPBMediaNetworks.com. Facebook, as well as YouTube. Of course, I want to say welcome to everyone, the Living Word family. How are you all doing today? Our online family, and especially our first time guests all over the entire world, everyone, or more so, and everyone watching our replay. So what do I want to talk about? So in this month of April, we have had a theme, somewhat of a series for our team here at Living Word Ministries, and it has been Unlikely Heroes. And if you want to entitle my message anything, you can title it Moses Could Do It, So Can I. Say that in the comments with me, because writing something down and seeing it, it brings a different type of remembrance. Amen. Moses could do it, so can I. I just want to pray over the word, get into the word, and then pray after the word. And please, please, please stay. Afterwards, we want to give you all the opportunity to sow seed into this wonderful, wonderful ground of Living Word Ministries. Father God, we come to you today just to thank you for your presence. We want to thank you for breath. We want to thank you for our health, Father God. Any of the things that we may take advantage of, Father God, we want to thank you for a conscious mind. Amen. We want to thank you for the ability to fellowship. We want to thank you for your guidance, your consistency in our lives, your repentance, Father God. Father God, you have a word this morning. I am your willing vessel. Let those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Eyes to see the vision that you have instilled in me, let it be seen. Let not the enemy taketh away the message from anyone that is here listening and or watching the replays. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So Moses could do it. So could I. Moses could do it. So can I. That is the name of my message today. So I actually want to talk about the history of Moses and his background, because I feel like a lot of people don't know. So Moses was birthed from his mother and father, Amram and Jochebed. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, to be completely honest. And they were people of Levi, Levi being one of the sons of Jacob. And when Amram saw Moses when he was born, she thought he was beautiful. And she hid him for 3 months. When she couldn't hide him anymore, she got him a wicker basket, which is usually made out of willow, rattan, bamboo, natural fibers, and covered over it with tar and a pitch. Why was she hiding him? Why? Because there arose a king in Egypt where they were that was not fond of how much the sons of Israel were multiplying, because in the case of a war, they did not want for them to join forces and then from at that point to depart from the land. So the Pharaoh appointed for there to be harsh labor on the Israelites. And for the midwives, they were ordered by the king to kill the children, or more so to kill the boys specifically. But the midwives feared the Lord, so they did not follow these orders. God favored the midwives, obviously, and they multiplied. But at this point, Pharaoh had ordered everyone to cast all sons into the Nile and to keep the daughters alive. So fast forward to the point where we started from the beginning. She was hiding him, and she couldn't hide him any longer. So she created that basket. 3 months later, Moses placed him in that basket and then placed him in the Nile. And his sister actually followed him. She followed his path to see what would happen to him. And going down the Nile, who was there was actually Pharaoh's daughter. She was bathing, and she had one of her maids go get the basket. She brought the basket to her. She opened it up. It was Moses. And she knew that he was a Hebrew child. She had him nurse. He grew up a little bit. And when he came back, she named him Moses because he was found in the water, which comes from the Hebrew name Moshe, M-O-S-H-E. I thought that was pretty interesting. Then Moses, around the age of 40, so this is years later, Moses around the age of 40, he saw one of his brethren, one of his fellow Hebrews, Israelites, being mistreated by an Egyptian, and he struck him, and he was dead, and he hit him in the sand. Moses, a little bit further down the line, approached two men not too long after that. I would say maybe a couple days, a couple weeks. Saw two Hebrews who were fighting, and he asked, "Why are you fighting, guys?" And they responded, "Who made you prince or judge? Are you going to kill me like you did the Egyptian?" So Moses fled because he was at this point aware that the word was spreading, and it actually did, all the way up to the Pharaoh, who heard about this and tried to have him killed. But Moses was long gone in Midian, which is modern day Saudi Arabia. And he settled there and sat by a well. I want to take you to the word. If you want to learn about more specifics as far as the background of Moses, all of it is in the book of Exodus, pretty much. So Exodus, this is chapter 2, verses 16 through 20. We have a bit of a word that we're going to get into. More so text. It says, and this is the New American Standard Bible, 1995, if you want to be reading the same thing as me. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When they came to Raul, their father, he said, "Why have you come back so soon today?" So they said, "An Egyptian delivered us from the hands of the shepherds. And what is more, he even drew the water for us and watered the flock." He said to his daughters, "Where is he then? Why is it that he, or more so, why is it that you have left that man behind? Invite him to have something to eat." And that is 16 through 20, chapter 2. Fast forward The father gave Moses his daughter, Zipporah, and they named their first son. They had a son, and they named their son Gabriel. I want to take you to chapter 3. This is verses 1 through 2. It says, "Now Moses was pastoring the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed." Moses was so amazed. Specifically in the book, it says that he thought it was marvelous. And anyone sane would, right? And when he turned aside to look at it, the Lord saw that he was looking, and he called him. He said, "Moses, Moses, here I am." See, when God will do certain things to catch your attention, amen, so that he can call on you directly. Isn't that good? So God said for Moses to remove his sandals because this is holy ground. He said, "This is holy ground, remove your sandals." And he explained the affliction of his people, the children of Israel, and he wanted Moses to deliver the message and eventually lead them out, as I'm sure many of us know. I want to take you to some more word. This is Exodus 3, verse 10. And it says, "Therefore, come now, and I will send to you Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?" And he said, "Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain." I want to take you a little bit further down to verse 17. It says, "So I said," and this is God speaking, "I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of Canaanite and a Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite." Probably said they're wrong, to be completely honest. "And the Hivite and the Jebusite, to the land flowing with milk and honey." So this was God's plan to bring his people to the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. That was God's plan. So God said to Moses that the people will pay heed to you, but the Egyptians won't. So he is going to strike them with many miracles, and then they will take heed to you. God then gave Moses the power to turn his staff into a serpent, to turn his hand leprous, and then for it to be restored. And then he taught him how to turn the Nile water into blood. I'm going to take you once again to the word. We're going to chapter 4. This is verses 10 through 12. And I'm getting somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. It says, "Then Moses said to the Lord, 'Please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in time past, nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.' The Lord said to him, 'Who has made man's mouth?" Right? "Who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now then go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to say." Moses was so against this. God literally accommodated with him. He's like, "God, I can't do it. I can't speak. I can't do it, God." So God accommodated him and had his brother Aaron become his spokesperson. I did not know that. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't even know that. So, but looking back at the very beginning, ladies and gentlemen, all the sons of Israel were supposed to be killed. Amen. But his mother and his father, nor the midwives, would do it. So his mother got the basket. She covered him. Glory to God. And his sister watched him even while Moses was in the Nile. That is so powerful. Do you know that God has people watching you? Amen. God has people watching you even when you don't know it, to ensure your safety on top of his eyes in the angels appointed to you. Amen. And then God caused favor for Moses with the daughters, and that ended up becoming his wife. And this was more so before then, Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh had found Moses in, like, what are the odds of, while he's going down the river, the daughter of one of the most powerful men in the entire region is bathing, and she found him beautiful. She adored him and took care of him and nurtured him. And men and women of God, when God has a calling on your life, he will cause not only divine protection and eyes on you, but favor with those that can deliver you from your circumstance. Amen. Someone say, God will cause favor. He will cause favor. And even when Moses got older, he was in his 40s at this point, did a little bit of research. He murdered a man, right? He struck him, hit him under the sand. And even though it probably felt just to Moses, it was clearly wrong. But even after this, God still gave him grace and favor. Amen. Do you know that almost whatever you do, as long as you repent and have a heart for God, he still can cause favor over your life. Amen. And he, of course, moving forward, Moses acting like a gentleman, helping the seven sisters, led to him being invited to dinner. And then he found his wife Zipporah, right? And then God trusted Moses with the task of not only delivering a message, but to lead God's people. Even though Moses didn't feel worthy, he didn't feel prepared. He asked, what am I going to say? Plus, I am slow of speech. I have a speech impediment, God. Why me, men and women of God? Do you not know that the Lord is your confidence? Amen. The Lord is your confidence. Why? I want to take you to a little bit more word. This is John 14, verse 26. It says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. That's the only difference, ladies and gentlemen. What's the difference, minister? God spoke to them directly. This was in the Old Testament. All the way. This is the second book of the Bible, right? Jesus hadn't come yet, right? So the difference was God was speaking to them directly. Now we have, since the coming of Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, amen, that will advocate for us, that will counsel us. The Holy Spirit is here, and he is not going anywhere. And we don't have to know, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like that's one of the main things as our flesh is we just want to know. Of course, we can prepare, but God will guide our steps, amen, through the Holy Spirit, if it is within his will. Amen. If you are here, if you are listening to this message, if it resonates with your spirit, your circumstance, it is because you have a purpose. Amen. And you think that because of your past, you think that because of the way that you talk, you think because you may be too small, you think because you don't have enough experience, you might think that you don't have enough education, you might think that you aren't strong enough. So how and why would God choose me? Because the Lord is your confidence. Amen. The Lord is your provider. The Lord is our way maker. Amen. And if God was to use someone who looked like a man or woman, right? The person who was supposed to do something, supposed to achieve or to achieve a certain task, that would take away from the glory of God. Amen. God purposely uses people so that he uses people to where the haters are going to be like, is that, you know, how in the world did, you know what I mean? Like, God wants to be your confidence. He wants you to lean on him. He doesn't want people to believe, oh, this was, you know, we always knew, right? The person that everyone thinks is going to do it, God is going to use the exact opposite. Amen. Because if not, it could take away from his glory. It can make people reluctant to give God the glory. Amen. And I'm finishing up, ladies and gentlemen, I promise. And you want to know something else? Just like Moses, God will even accommodate you. Amen. Somebody say that in the comments. God will accommodate me if it's necessary, right? You know, even when you don't feel you have the tools, God will appoint people to help you directly, like he did Aaron with Moses. Amen. You don't have to do it alone. God will help you in all ways possible, even if he knows that he can speak through you, even though since he knows he can do certain things for you. If you feel a certain amount of discomfort, God will appoint people to work with you directly. Amen. Someone say in the comments, God has appointed me. I am able because God is able. Amen. That is my message for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Moses could do it. So could I. Hopefully I haven't been before you long. Father God, we just want to thank you for that message. We know that we all have a purpose within you, Father God, and we thank you for our confidence in you. Father God, just like Moses, we know that we may not be the exact person that someone would think is supposed to do something. But because you are meant to get the glory, Father God, I pray for our confidence in you so that we can continue to do the things that you have given us, the things to fulfill within your name, Father God. Let us have confidence in you so that you may get the glory. We give you the praise, we give you the honor. Once again, let not the enemy take this word from those who need to take heed to it, including myself. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And now we want to give you all the opportunity, as I said before, to sow seed into the good ground of Living Word Ministries. When you sow seed into God's word, the scripture says it will be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And God promises increase in three areas in your life. Increase will come in the form of things, money, and things that money cannot buy, like peace of mind, a happy home, deliverance for your family and loved ones, and favor in areas where God has promised to cause people to be a blessing into your life. Amen. There are several ways that you can give, five in specific. We have Cash App. You can utilize the cash symbol, LWM Cathedral, and the number one. We also have Zelle. That is mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. We also have tithe.ly. All you have to do is type in Living Word Baltimore and follow the prompts. We also have Text to Give, or more so the app that is called Give, by texting the word give to 844-459-0749. And we also accept mail checks and money orders made payable to Living Word. And that is going to be up on the screen for you as far as that brand new address. I just want to say thank you so much for your support, and may God bless you 1,000-fold according to Deuteronomy 1:11 in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know the next time that I'll see you, but I hope that it's soon. God bless you. Have an amazing week, and peace.